prosecution team is constituted as before. We have Mayor John Kadesi, Mr. William Biansi, and Mr. Amos.
Et nous devons plus de chaleur, à la main, je vais vous dire qui est le matin à l'année. Je vais vous dire maintenant, il vient et demain, il va caser. Il vient en train d'aller là, nous allons vous dire une chance.
Monsieur John Francis, son nom, oui.
John Francis, son nom, oui. Je vais vous dire un nom de rien.
Alors, je vais vous dire, je vais vous dire, je vais vous dire, je vais vous dire,
why the matter has taken up day without being heard. When we referred this matter to the Constitutional Court, the ruling was made on 22nd of September this year by the Constitutional Court. The decree was extracted on the 4th of October 2011. Then the ICD received the decree was served on the 6th of October 2011. It's a policy of the judiciary in January. All judges apply for bail throughout the year, for leave throughout the year. For me, I applied for leave in January and it was approved that I proceed on leave with effect from 17th of September till 24th of October this year. So by the time the ruling came out, I was on leave in Fort Porto, away from here. In the meantime, Honorable Justice Windolo and Justice Nahamia, my colleagues from the forum, went abroad when I returned myself, also prior arrangements. Everybody came back about Sunday last week. And today we are here for the order for hearing as the matter of decree. So it is obvious that actually we never intended in any way to delay dealing with the matter. It was not personal intention to delay the matter. We would not, in the circumstances, proceed prior to that this day. So we thought we could verify on that one. It was not intention of anybody to delay the hearing for the coming up of this matter from our side. I will now proceed with the matters of today. This court last convened on the 5th of July 2011 When we granted the defense request to refer the matter to the Constitutional Court for determination, we stated that the further hearing of this matter will depend upon the outcome of that reference. In the Constitutional Court, it was given number 36 of 2011. Three issues have been raised in our reference, but two of them expanded or abandoned. Hence, the Constitutional Court pronounced itself on one issue. Which was whether the failure by the DPP and the Amnesty Commission to act on the application by the accused person for grant of certificate of amnesty, whereas certificate was granted to other persons with circumstances similar to that of the accused person, is discriminatory.
Ache kwero dua warga pala do biru kalua me lok me timu kija boto me cuma kwa lok me timu kija obedo lok ma pora pora.
And therefore, in contravention of and in consent with Articles 1, 2, 20, 21 of the Constitution of the Republic of Uganda.
Ache manio pelu kwenye chema ma. Ache hario, 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 hario,
the Constitutional Court has answered this in the affirmative. Consequently, the Constitutional Court has ordered this court to cease the trial of the accused forthwith. In compliance with that directive, we hereby cease the trial of the accused Thomas Oyelo alias Lotoni forthwith. And consequently, we hereby direct the DPP and the Amnesty Commission to comply with the provisions of the Amnesty Act. Signed, Aki Kiza Head, ICD. Signed, the Justice Ivana Nahamia, Deputy Head. Signed, Honorable Windolo, Judge of ICP. And it's dated today,
okay,
the 11th day of November 2011.
Okay.